Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Give me some weather on the Defensive and Dover Law Firm, your axeattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them up, 866-954-MORE.
It's raining. It's raining. And it looks like it's raining pretty good. Better go ahead.
Should make the traffic better.
Yeah. Wow, oh traffic God. Was brutal today.
Oh, my God. Think that'll discourage Art Basel?
No.
Because people got to be seen on the gram, dude. Yeah. There's nothing that people who come to this city value more, the tourists, than being seen on the gram.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
But is Art Basel that big nationally?
That's getting big. Yeah, it's definitely gotten bigger, like, over the last 5 years.
For sure.
Right.
And especially, you know, there was obviously the pandemic years, but...
And it's all over Miami. It's not just in one...
Oh, yeah.
Because they ate up our parking lot.
Our parking lot. I mean, like, you know, there's some beautiful art around the city, certainly. Like, you see some of the murals at Wynwood and all over.
Right.
But, like, the dude who's dressed like a giddy-up horse, I don't know what the hell that is.
No, he's just like... The mechanical horses outside of Target.
Do they even have those anymore?
They don't.
I feel like those are no way.
If you go into the mall, they have like three or four.
Get the hell out of here. Well, do you see what they have at the mall? You know, they have now. They're like little robot dinosaurs. They put like little go karts under.
What
the
about the little slingshot? Human slingshot.
I've seen that.
Right, they just back you. And,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, not for nothing. Mike that doesn't look like fun.
Mike gets thrown up on that for sure. Yeah.
Well, because he probably tried, you know, if you pass an Annie Ann's or something like that, he's going to hose those down.
Dude,
I love the cheese and jalapeno one.
I told my son today, I said, because my daughter, I don't know, she's had like the busiest schedule lately. I'm like, this is the busiest 10-year-old in my life, like I've ever seen in my life. She's got like cheerleading, drama, chorus. And so yesterday we sat through her drama show, and it was like... It was triggering because the AAV guy, like, the audio is really bad. And I was just like, nothing gets me
more than bad audio.
Oh, so I was sitting through all of this, but he's just like, his head's like banging because we got no signal for Pokemon Go while he's waiting. And so I just told him today, I said, dude, he's like, didn't want to get up today from school. I'm like, dude, you get through school? No Sophia event today. Pokemon Go or TV after school today. He goes, popped out of bed. He goes, hot damn.
I'll take that.
Dude, is that, I mean, that's got to be torture for him, huh?
Oh, he's a good brother, though. He sticks through it. In fairness, she did stick through his little league games and flag football. So, you know, they do it for each other. I appreciate it.
That's football. Beautiful.
Yeah.
At least there's action.
I mean, you're telling me. These kids are in baseball. It's like herding cats. Ridiculous. Anyway.
Wait, because here's the thing. They all do, in all the sports, if you're like 8 years or younger, you do the same thing. Chase the ball.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
They were like clotheslining each other for the baseball.
Right?
Like, he's your teammate.
Right. I remember watching one time, my nephew, because they have 17 outfielders, right? And he's out there. The ball gets hit. He runs towards the ball and stops and picks a daisy. Picks a little weed out of the grass.
Gotta stop and smell the flowers sometimes.
I guess.
Marcos, what do we got for Goosies, no Goosies today?
Today, for Goosies, no Goosies.
Now, I know the football season may have been disappointing, but the Miami Hurricanes got your back. The Canes come back yesterday against Rutgers in a Big Ten ACC challenge with a clutch shot from Nigel Pack.
That's Goosies for me, man. Basketball school, dude.
Basketball school, dude.
No Goosies.
Just because it's Rutgers?
It's Rutgers.
No Goosies.
And it's the first month of the season.
Larinag was fired up yesterday.
I mean, no.
Who doesn't love a fired up Larinag?
There's a difference, right? I just said no Goosies. I mean, if you played in that and you were part of that comeback, yeah, it's
just
exciting.
Just no Goosies for you.
Just no Goosies for me because it's December and we're talking about college basketball,
which is,
I'm out.
All right. J-Fig?
Yeah, no Goosies.
Wow.
No Goosies.
All right, no Gooses for the Canes. What about you, Marcos?
I'm going to say Gooses, but
Gooses.
Not only because it was a great win and the guy who scored it, Nigel Pack, had some clutch shots at the end of the game. Constantly they complain the Canes don't have a college atmosphere. The Watsco was on fire yesterday.
That's what Larinaga, that's the clip I saw.
It'll be on fire tonight, too.
Larinaga was juiced up about it, man, so that was cool.
It'll be on fire tonight.
You're going? Is it Michigan?
Think about it. It's the women's team against the University of Michigan.
Is the no Canes Michigan? No no men's Canes Michigan? No Juwan Howard down here?
No, but it's a Big Ten 8, so they change it up. Like you don't play both.
I thought you play like I thought if it were a challenge.
It would be cool. I would like that. Like you just send all your squads down.
That would be cool.
The men play one night, the women play the other night. That would be cool.
Well, right. Good by the Kansas. Goosies at least for me, but not for you guys. All right. Number two, Marcos.
Coming in at number two, we have friends of the show. This is a foe of the show. Mexico getting bounced from the World Cup, making Canelo sad. Does that give you Goosies?
I was fascinated by this yesterday. So I don't know all the World Cup rules, but like, so because Argentina didn't win us, did that cost Mexico? I know like they gave up a goal, so that screwed them too. And they go to the seeing the Mexican fans cry, that really made me sad. But then I thought about Canelo and his sass. And I thought to myself, did he apologize to Messi in hopes that he would do better against who were they taking on? Were they taking on
Saudi Arabia?
No, they weren't taking on Saudi. Mexico was taking on Saudi Arabia. Okay. But was he apologizing so Messi would perform for him? Was it a genuine apology from Canelo?
So was
now
just,
all of a sudden he needed Argentina's help.
Oh, gotcha.
Either way, we got him to break.
Yep.
And for that, Goosies.
Okay. I'll take it.
Goosies.
Leroy?
No Goosies.
All right.
Wow, man.
No Goosies.
Rough.
No.
By the way, that's our no Goosies drop from Mike B. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Mike B. Putting in some work.
What about you, J-Fig?
I have no Goosies for this.
Wow.
Nice. This is nothing.
No Goosies.
Why not? You guys are making stuff up.
What do you mean we're making stuff up?
Just, nah.
You don't want Mexico? Mexico hasn't made the, I think it's 44 years they haven't made this, the first time they haven't made the knockout stage. Their coach stepped down.
Yeah.
Big deal for their country.
If I'm not mistaken, their goalie, too, one of the best goalies, Ochoa, I think he's retiring, man. So it's going to be a new regime.
New regime for Mexico.
Yeah.
Maybe Canelo can manage them.
Ugh. A little hot-headed.
Canelo just goes out there and punches Messi in the face. Marcos?
Mexico being out gives me Goosies, man.
Goosies.
Now, coming in at number
Penske's
three.
Penske saying they got eliminated because they had one more yellow card than Poland.
Wow.
World Cup. What are the shenanigans going on here?
Man, so those cards mean something more than just... Because I know they stack them up. Like, if you get one...
Imagine Tony Brothers was a World Cup ref. He'd be like a dealer.
Yeah, for sure. It's the worst.
What do you got for number three, Marcos?
Number three, there seems to be some beef brewing. Kyler Murray lashing back at Patrick Peterson.
I saw this.
Patrick Peterson said, Kyler only cares about Kyler. And Kyler Murray responds, saying, this isn't true. You're on some weird bleep. You got my number. If you really feel like this is a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow.
Wow.
Beef brewing in Arizona. What do you think? Goosies?
I get Goosies because I love a good beef. So I get the Goosies from this.
Same. Here's the problems. It's easy for a player who doesn't play quarterback to go there.
Huh.
Just because look what happened in Seattle.
Yep.
Right? So, and Patrick Peterson, he doesn't even play for that team.
Goosies.
So how would he know?
He did.
He did. He used to.
Yeah.
But that's where he started. But yeah. Was he there with Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I think he was. And then
for like the first.
Now he's gone.
I don't know if he was there long enough to necessarily form an opinion.
Maybe he didn't maybe he didn't like Kyler's sass initially.
Yeah.
No?
No?
You're just not going to stop, are you?
What do you mean?
For just sass.
One of those days.
What do you mean one of those days?
You got the bleep eating grin on
your
face.
I don't have anything, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just defeated today.
Why?
Because
Art Basil?
Yeah, that's it.
Damn you, Basil. You've taken another
victim.
I
know what it is. You guys keep talking about beef and now he's hungry. That's what it is.
That might be it.
And the weather. The weather.
Yeah, this is sad. I mean, sad weather.
I'm hungry, but I'm terrified to call Uber.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
I might just go get a $30 cheeseburger.
Uber's going to be sitting here, and they're like, sorry, somebody's pretending to be a mannequin at our location. You can't get out.
I mean, come on. But like, how far does that go down the family tree before they're just embarrassed?
I don't know, dude. I'd be embarrassed if I was related to that person.
Because could you imagine, Tommy? See, you send him to school, he's an artist, and he goes, what are you doing at Art Basel? And he shows you a picture of that?
No, that wouldn't go over well with me. What's number four, Marcos?
Coming in at number four. Now, we remember the last time Bam hit a three.
Here comes Struce. Got his own miss. Bam for three.
He had that locked and loaded, kabam.
Yep. Definitely did. But that was preseason action. Yesterday, Bam hit his first three of the season.
Yep.
Gooseys, no gooseys.
Gooseys galore, dude. It's about time. Like, let's
gooseys
go.
Gooseys galore.
Hey, light it up, dude. Do whatever you want. You go out there and you shoot until your little heart stops desiring it. I love it. I love it. You that, but not as sweet as that left-hand move that he put on. You see that?
He's putting on off moves.
The back. Oh.
He's had a good stretch, man. I like this.
I like it, too. I like it, too. I love the aggressiveness from him.
Leroy?
Would have been nice. It would have been rewarded with some free throws yesterday.
Yeah, would have been nice. You know, stupid Tony brothers.
Leroy, gooseys, no gooseys? First three of the season?
I always got gooseys when he
nice.
Stretches gooseys. The floor a little bit.
Yep.
You don't have to do it all the time, but every now and then.
If Dwayne Dedman
let him know that you can.
If Dwayne Dedman can get a couple up a year, a couple up a game, you can, too.
Dial it up.
Dial it up, dude. Boop, 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 boop.
So we got dial it up and seal it on up.
Yep.
You're encouraging it.
He does do the phone after he hits a three, Dwayne Dedman.
I don't get, what does that mean?
I think he called a mechanic.
Dial it up, man.
I guess, I don't
call
know.
Call a mechanic.
Call the mechanic, I'll fix your rim.
I don't know, my shot's broken. I don't know what the hell's going on with that one.
No, that would be dunks. by the way,
what?
While we messing around, old Struce has been laying some bricks too.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday. He wasn't.
No, I feel like his confidence is never shook though.
Never.
Like, when Duncan goes on a
no,
like a
I feel
streak,
like when he gets
that's
on a
because
hot
of you guys.
I feel when Max Struce gets on a hot streak, he tries to do crazy stuff to make threes.
Like
he was doing fadeaways into the bench yesterday.
But what about when he tries to dunk from the foul line?
That I'm not a fan.
Oh my goodness!
Tangibles.
I like the intensity in which he goes into the paint.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you see that one last bucket that Haywood Highsmith had yesterday, where like everybody was shocked that he could dribble?
Yeah, for sure.
And me too. It was like there was nobody on the Celtics who was like, "What the hell?"
That was not just in
went,
the game plan.
Went by willy nilly.
Yeah.
JFig, gooseys from Bam's three.
You know I have the gooseys.
Gooseys.
What about you, Marcos?
Yep, gooseys.
A goosey sweep. We'll go on to the next hour of the program. Get you caught up with your headlines. Kevin Holland, he's going to be fighting the main event of UFC Orlando. We will talk to him at the bottom of the hour. And also have a pair of tickets to give away to Heat and Clippers. Stay tuned for that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.